This is Sarah Banham from For the Love of Books. I also present Writer's Block radio show, and I also do the Versatile Writer podcast. This week, however, I just decided that I think it might be an interesting idea. Maybe, maybe not. But I thought what I'd try and do is read out the synopsis of each of my novels that I wrote years and years ago, and I published, I self-published, the three novels between 2006 and 2008, which, as you know, is absolutely hundreds of years ago in the eyes of the self-publishing industry. So, I thought what I'd do is I'd read out the synopses, and then you can decide if you want me to read out chapter by chapter each of the novels. You can let me know via Facebook, Sarah Banham, my business page, which is For the Love of Books, or you can do it via my Twitter account, which is at SJBWrites. Yeah, pretty much all of those ways. Anyway, let me know if that's what you want me to do. So, first of all, Dicing with Danger. At the time of writing it, it was described as an adventure with a romance going through it. Nowadays, I suspect it would be regarded as women's contemporary fiction. So here is the synopsis, Dicing with Danger. Meet the Vice President's daughter, Genevieve Dicing, spoiled, cynical, self-absorbed and patronising. Meet Detective Casey Pitt, attractive, sexy, focused and protective. Their first meeting, during Genevieve's kidnapping and subsequent rescue, ends with tragedy. Their second meeting, 2 years later, begins with fireworks. Dicing with Danger is a fast-paced action-adventure that takes you to the Hollywood Hills and beyond. Find out what it means to rely on somebody you just don't trust. So that's Dicing with Danger. Guardian Angel is actually two books in one, so you've got a bit of an idea of the sequel as well. So anyway, Guardian Angel, a serial killer with a weakness for brunettes, is on the streets of Boston, Massachusetts. Detective Tim Angel and his partner Dale Faulkner are assigned the case, but to make matters muddier, crime writer Jane Murray has hitched a lift every night for a week to gain insight into the seedier side of life for her next novel. Will Tim stop the murderer before another citizen is killed? Or will Jane become the next victim? And the sequel to that is called Guardian Angel, The Journey Home. An out-of-the-blue phone call turns one regular paperwork-filled day into an unexpected roller coaster for Detective Tim Angel. News that the father he believed to be dead is not only alive, but living a secret life. The shock sends Tim onto the brink of an emotional breakdown, unable to cope with his feelings from the past, and the only people who can help him are the ones he has shut out. Is this the end for Tim Angel? And the third book, which is a teen novel, which was originally entitled Jenna's Dad, but will be republished under the new title First Time in LA. The synopsis is, between raging hormones, secret diary entries, and an overactive imagination, 15-year-old Fizz has much to contend with. But when the object of her affections, her best friend's dad, takes Fizz, Jenna, and Fizz's mum away on a summer holiday in California, what's a girl to do but plan her own first time? But fighting off the locals and dealing with Jenna's newfound sex life leaves Fizz trapped in a world of peer pressure to have underage sex. But has she changed her mind? There is actually a fourth book, and it's called Project Hero, and it's a collection of short stories and first chapters in aid of help for heroes. So if you'd like to hear any of those, let me know that too. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks very much.